The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Governor Henry McMaster on Friday officially called state lawmakers back to work starting today for a special session. On our guest line, GOP Majority Leader Representative Davey Hyatt. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Joey. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. So you guys thought you were finished. You're going to take a little break there, but Governor McMaster says, oops, I need you back down here for a few more days. This has happened in a couple of decades, right?
Well, I understand that a few people had to cancel some vacations because we got called back in, but that's part of the job, and we're going back here just a little while to see if we can't finish up the work this week.
Yeah. Talk with us about a session like this. I mean, how long do you expect to be in? I mean, could this go on for a few days, a few weeks, or what? Well, how long will the session last?
Well, there's three things that the governor asked us to do while we're here. Of course, we can do, with the governor calling us back in, we can take up anything that's on the calendar. So anything, nothing's off the table if we've discussed it in the past. But the three things that the governor's asked us to do is take up the fentanyl bill, which we passed to the Senate back in February.
Mm-hmm.
Take up constitutional carry, which we sent to the Senate right after the fentanyl bill. And then he said, fix this abortion issue. And that's what the House is going to do starting this afternoon, is we're going to take up the heartbeat bill that the Senate passed, that's all the Senate could get passed. And so we're going to take that up. There's 927 amendments on the desk already, and it could take a while.
927 amendments. Wow.
Yes, sir. That was the count yesterday. Staff was looking at them yesterday, and 927, and the bill's under cloture, so you have 3 minutes per amendment. So
mm-hmm.
we hopefully some of those will be ruled out of order, and you do the math on 3 minutes divided by 927, you could see we could be there till Christmas.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, just text me when you start getting hungry and I'll have pizza sent over. How's that?
That'd be great. We will probably by about 11 or 12 o'clock tonight, we might be eating each other.
So give me an idea of what you expect. I mean, obviously, these amendments are ploys to try to slow things down. But give me an idea of what expectations you have of how the bill could possibly look when it comes out of the House.
Well, we obviously, we passed the Human Life Protection Act that identified conception as where the life begins, and the Senate came two votes short of passing that bill. All they could get was pass the heartbeat bill, which is basically a 6 week bill. If a heartbeat's detected after 6 weeks, you can't perform an abortion on it. Once the Supreme Court ruled against us, we became a destination state for abortions. Our abortions went up threefold in a matter of about 6 months, and that's just not acceptable. And so the governor, we talked to the governor. I negotiated a little bit with the Senate and said, hey, look, you guys tell me what you think you can get. And we've reached this point where we've got some language that the Senate believes they can get enough votes to pass if we can get it back over to them sometime this week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw some of the numbers from DHEC. And, look, I know that we like tourism. We like people coming to South Carolina, but not coming here for an abortion. I read where like 48% of abortions were from people from out of state.
That's great. We actually got hold of an email from Planned Parenthood in Florida. And the email simply said, look, don't be alarmed if Florida passes a strict abortion bill. We'll bus you to South Carolina.
Wow.
So that's scary. That's unacceptable for a lot of us. And we're going to, whether it takes 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, we're gonna get this thing passed this week. We're gonna lock it down, and we're gonna stay till we get it done.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, GOP Majority Leader Representative Davey Hyatt. I just got a text on our Big Rock text line here. Says, ask Representative Hyatt about constitutional carry in South Carolina and what he thinks the likelihood of that being passed is. That is one of the issues you'll be considering, right?
That's correct. The Senate is not coming back this week. They're going to wait and come back next week to see what mm-hmm. we do with this abortion bill. Mm-hmm. And so we'll get the abortion bill back to them. They can take up constitutional carry according to their leadership over there. They're still a few votes short of getting that done. They are negotiating with some of those folks to try to get it passed. I don't know the latest on that. We'll watch it and see what happens, but it certainly needs to be passed. It's been over there quite a while, and I know a lot of the folks over there want to pass it, but there again, you've got a lot of folks that don't believe that you should be allowed to carry a weapon.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have to wait for the Senate next week. I guess we need to catch up with Senator Alexander then and see what he has plans over there for, huh?
The budget conference committee is going to start meeting this afternoon. We don't think it'll take too long to get an agreement on the budget between the House and the Senate. They're going to meet today and tomorrow. So hopefully before we leave this week, we'll be able to approve a conference report, and then they'll be able to approve the same conference report next week when they come back. And then the budget will go to the governor for his vetoes or whatever he chooses to do within 5 days. So we've got several things to do, but obviously abortion is the number one issue. And we do know that Planned Parenthood has acquired a permit from the state of South Carolina. They're going to be outside the state capitol protesting for however long we stay, and upwards of 1,000 people are expected to be there. So it'll be some tense moments, and a lot of security people there. And unfortunately, yeah, we live in a world where you can't take anything for granted anymore.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That is. Let me take a moment, Representative Hyatt, to say thank you, because early on in the session, you and I talked, and of course, one of the issues that was important to me and all South Carolinians was the repeal of Certificate of Need. And you promised me back then that somehow you guys were going to get it through. And thanks to your leadership, the leadership of Representative Celeste Davis and Speaker Merle Smith, we were able to get repeal of Certificate of Need. That's going to change, I believe, the way people receive health care. Is just going to improve things, and I thank you for your leadership on that.
Well, I'm glad to do it. I wanted to name it the Joey Hudson bill, but, you know, they don't allow you to put names on bills, but I wanted to call it the Joey Hudson bill because I know that one's been near and dear to you for a number of years. But the final vote in the House was 118-0, so that was truly amazing. Even the folks that had been working on the thing for 10 years or more had said there's no way we ever thought it would be 118-0. But it all the stakeholders came together and realized we needed a change, and it was a fair change. It was, you know, the way you measure success down there is if everybody doesn't get what they want. So,
right,
you know, if everybody leaves there mad about something, you've probably done your job pretty well. But we felt like that was a pretty good vote, 118-0, and the Senate concurred with us, and the governor signed it. And I think in 3 or 4 years, you're going to see a different health care in South Carolina.
I agree. In fact, I'm pretty certain that we will. And yeah, it was quite amazing getting that unanimous vote. I was watching that day online, and as the board was lighting up, I just kept waiting for that one nay vote, but it never came up.
It never came up. We knew the Republicans were on board. We had talked to all of them, but you never know what the Democrats are going to do. But they never lit up the board with a red vote. So we were very thankful for that. And it's a good day in South Carolina when we can change the way health care is done.
Yeah, that is for sure. And take another minute, if you would, about that. That's one victory, I think, one win for South Carolinians. But take a minute to talk with us about other issues that you're proud that you guys were able to take care of this year.
Well, when you have two bodies like the House and the Senate, you feel good about something that passes the House, but it doesn't quite get through the Senate. But we passed bond reform. We've passed the fentanyl bill. I mean, we've made law enforcement put an SRO officer in every school district, every school in the state of South Carolina. We've done a lot of things that are on a conservative agenda. We really believe are conservative ideas, Republican ideas. Now there's a lot of things left to do, but we feel good. We've worked real close with the governor, and he's outlined a plan. We've outlined our plan, and they're pretty close. And I know that even the Freedom Caucus guys have been on board with us for the most part. We've worked hand in hand with those guys most of the year, and it's been a good year for us.
Yeah, a busy year for sure. Representative Davey Hyde, I always appreciate your time. I know you're busy, headed back to Columbia. Just text me what you'd like on those pizzas and let me know when you start getting hungry, and I'll have them delivered.
I'll do that, Joe. You might be surprised about 10 o'clock. Don't go to sleep too early.
I hear you. It's always a pleasure. Be safe, and thank you for what you do.
Well, you call me anytime. I love talking to you.
Sure thing. Representative Davey Hyatt, Majority Leader in the South Carolina House. And yeah, we have to pray for these guys, because as you heard, there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of protesters, a lot of people who don't want to see South Carolina with an abortion bill. They want to leave it as it is. And, they're going back to try again to get the fetal heartbeat bill or the best bill they can possibly get. So, we got to pray that they get this done for us, because we do not want South Carolina to continue to be a destination state for abortions. And that's what we have become very quickly.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.